Lawmakers in Raleigh are one step closer to finalizing a spending plan for North Carolina. The state Senate gave tentative approval to the budget this afternoon, with 33 Republicans voting in favor and 15 Democrats against. The plan would increase average teacher pay and would give pay raises for some state employees. But as Jorge Valencia reports, the most intense debate centered on two issues that have little to do with spending.
The first of these two provisions does begin with money. Senator Tom Apodaca wanted to dramatically cut the tuition at three historically black colleges. Here he is, holding a microphone on the Senate floor.
We filed that bill with one motivation, and that motivation was to make the benefits of public education available to all citizens of North Carolina.
Apodaca wanted to set aside money elsewhere for Elizabeth City State, Fayetteville State, and Winston-Salem State Universities. But the visits and phone calls he got from students and alumni were loud and clear.
A lot of anger, a lot of discussion, somewhat shocking to me and somewhat embarrassing. As of within the last 30 minutes, I've had a death threat come into my office.
Apodaca was probably not deterred by any threat. In a previous career, he was a bounty hunter. But he did withdraw his proposal, lowering tuition only at the University of North Carolina at Pembroke and Western Carolina University. Still, members of the Black Caucus had a lot to say. Senator Don Davis says his mother graduated from a historically black university.
But I want to first start by saying no one should receive a death threat.
That said, Davis says many people didn't see good intentions behind Apodaca's proposal and thought he was trying to eventually close the schools. As enrollment has declined at some universities, the same has happened to their state funding. And Apodaca's plan originally would have changed some of the school names.
Some of this we have to look at ourselves in terms of creating some of this situation and actually being responsible for the situation.
Not all members of the Black Caucus were so skeptical. Senator Gladys Robinson, who received undergraduate and graduate degrees from historically black universities, says she would have liked the schools to be more involved in the planning and that some of the schools do need the help. The other major point of contention in the Senate budget isn't as much about money as it is about how to clean up polluted waters. Republican leaders want to repeal a set of rules for the state to help clean Jordan and Falls Lakes. Senator Trudy Wade is a Republican from Guilford County.
It is not polluted. It has algae in it. The water can be run through a treatment plant and is very safe to drink.
The Jordan Lake rules largely require communities upstream, like Guilford and Alamance counties, to control the water runoff spilling into the rivers that feed the lake. But Republican Senator Rick Gunn of Alamance County says there has been algae in the lake since the Army Corps of Engineers built it.
So to sit here and to want to put all this on the upstream communities is asinine.
But Democrats, especially those from areas where 700,000 people get their drinking water from Jordan and Falls Lakes, say Republicans have been putting off the water management rules for too long. The rules were approved in 2009. Senator Jay Chaudhry is a Democrat from Wake County.
At some point in the near future, whether it's federal intervention or a massive environmental disaster, the pollution of Jordan Lake will reach a tipping point, and we will all have to pay.
Republicans now want to spend $500,000 studying whether non-native mussels can eat the excess nutrients in the lakes and help clean them. The plan would have to be approved by the House. Representative Chuck McGrady is a top-ranking Republican in the House and a former president of the National Sierra Club.
I'll take the Fifth Amendment on that one. I want to enter into negotiations with the Senate without provoking them. And if they can prove to me that we can clean up the lake with mussels or oysters or something else, so be it.
House and Senate leaders will negotiate key provisions of the state spending plan this month. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.